This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump renewed his attacks Monday on four Democratic members of Congress, all women of color, contending they had demeaned the United States, Israel, and the presidency. In a tweet, Trump called on the Congresswomen to apologize for use of foul language and saying, in his words, terrible things. Trump's latest comments come a day after a series of tweets in which he suggested the lawmakers, in his words, go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came. Critics have described the tweets as racist and xenophobic. Of the four women he targeted, three were born in the United States. One is a naturalized citizen born in Somalia. Nationwide raids aimed at rounding up 2,000 immigrants in the country illegally for possible deportation got off to a low-key start on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has dramatically ramped up efforts to thin the numbers of asylum seekers at the southern border. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The administration is moving to end asylum protections for most Central American migrants. A new rule expected to go into effect tomorrow says any asylum seekers who first pass through another country will be ineligible for asylum in the U.S., though there will be exceptions, such as for migrants who've been trafficked. Current law says refugees can request asylum here regardless of how they arrive, also with exceptions. The administration's new policy will almost certainly face legal challenges, as have its earlier bids to send asylum seekers back over the border and keep some detained while their cases play out. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A white nationalist who killed a woman by ramming his car into a crowd in 2017 has received a second life sentence. James Field was sentenced on Monday to life plus 419 years for killing Heather Heyer and injuring 19 others. This is VOA News. Anti-government protesters.